Good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod-DeVerges, your guide for the next few minutes for this wonderful meditation. The morning meditation is a great way to start your week and to start your day. Now, every week there is a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then we help to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. The focus for this week is you and the eighth dimension connection. So let's start by sitting with your back straight, your feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice, easily, gently, slowly. And inhale again. All the way up through your spine to the top of your head, all the way up, very good. And exhale, releasing the breath nice and easily, effortlessly, very good. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And that this tree trunk goes all the way down through the ground, through the floor, all the way to the center of the earth. All the way to the core of the earth, where the roots of that tree trunk are embedded into the core of the earth. And imagine that you are surrounded by a bubble. This is your aura bubble. And this bubble, no matter where the edge of it is, should be adjusted so that it is 18 inches from over your head, underneath your feet, in front, in back, and all the way around you. And make sure that that aura bubble has a nice eggshell type stiffness to it, and that the edge is a beautiful pearlescent golden color vibration. So you have this aura bubble that is 18 inches from your body. It has an eggshell type stiff edge, and it's a beautiful pearlescent golden color vibration. And on the outside of the aura bubble, imagine a violet flaming wall right in front of you. This wall is a purification wall of fire that burns from the ground all the way up, very big, very tall. And as you continue to breathe, you will breathe. You will inhale and exhale out through the seven primary chakras along the spine, clearing any energy that exists in those chakras, whatever it is, whatever images, feelings, sensations, smells, sounds, whatever comes up. As you exhale, just release it out through those chakras into that violet flame, where it will receive it and purify the energy. So let's begin as you take nice, easy breaths, gentle breaths, to clear your first, second, and third chakras. The first chakra is at the base of your spine. The second chakra is located 2 inches below the belly button, and it is actually between the ovaries of a female, the testicles of a male. And the third chakra is located behind your stomach. So as you breathe nice, easily, and gently, exhale out through your first chakra, your second chakra, and your third chakra. Intend that it is so, and you will be able to release all manner of undesired, unwanted energies at this time. Energies that might keep you in survival. If you are not fully thriving in your life, your health, your finances, the home, whatever it is that defines thriving for you, if you are not thriving at this time, release any energy that would block you or keep you from fully thriving if you stay stuck in surviving. And as you keep breathing nice, easily, deeply, release any energy also from the second chakra, located 2 inches below the belly button on the spine, but it appears to be between the ovaries or the testicles. Release any energy there that is sexual in nature, anyone else's energy, whether it's with a partner you've been with for years, whether it's a one-night stand, whether it's a molestation or rape from the past or current, whatever that energy is, let it go so that you can have your own pure energy for yourself. And also release any energy from this area that would keep you stuck in fear and the feelings that go along with fear. Feelings of jealousy, blame or shame, guilt, grief, regret, anger, depression, and despair. Whatever those feelings are, whatever may come up, let it go at this time. And let go of fear. And continue to breathe and exhale out through the third chakra. Remember, all of the chakras, first, second, third, you're clearing simultaneously. And let go of the energy in the third chakra that would keep you from being in your full essence of power. So any energies that are addicting, anyone who is attempting to control you or you controlling it, let it all go. Very good. Let go of those different energies that would keep you stuck in forcing things to happen rather than flowing easily, gliding, moving into the next step that is in actuality a way of using your power, not force. So let go of those energies that would keep you from being in an optimal place of thriving, that would block you or keep you from being and feeling at a higher vibrational level where love exists. Release those energies that in any way would stop you or block you from fully being in your true power of self. and put your attention on the fourth and fifth chakras located behind your heart and at the base of your throat. And as you inhale and exhale out through those chakras, let go of the energy from the fourth chakra behind your heart that would keep you from fully loving yourself and loving others. Release any energy where you are in a place of lack of self-worth or self-confidence. Release the energy that would keep you from being in a place of absolute divine love and the experience of divine love. Very good. And allow yourself to continue to breathe deeply and release the energy from the fifth chakra at the base of your throat. And whatever might be there that blocks communication, maybe you find that you say too much or not enough and you're not fully understood. People are unable to communicate with you well, or you're unable to communicate with others well. Perhaps listening is something that is important for you to master. Whatever would block your level of communication, perhaps in the way that you write, and your total full creative self-expression. You are a creative being. And as a creative being, you create in the way that is unique for you. It may be in the way of the actual arts, writing, painting, composing music, and so forth, acting, dancing. They're all creative expressions, but you may also be one who creates in the way of business, of manifestation and earning income, in the way of growing things, maybe by cooking or sewing, designing. However you express your creative talents and gifts, if you find that there's energy that blocks that, let it go. Whatever belief systems, images, sensations and feelings, smells, tastes, whatever you might be hearing, let it go into the violet flame. And put your attention on the sixth and seventh chakras located in the center of your head and at the top of your head. The sixth chakra is also known as the third eye. And be aware and put your focus there as you let go of any energy that in any way would keep you from seeing all forms and expression of energy as perfect the way it is. So any judgment, criticism, complaints that you might have about anyone or anything, let it go. Particularly about the way you judge yourself. Let it go. Divine Source has created all things as perfect, exactly the way they are. And as energy continues to move and shift and transform and transmute, that energy continues to be in its perfect form and expression with a new purpose or a new focus at that moment in time. So let go of the energies that would cause you to restrict the movement, the form, the expression of energy, and the awareness that it is perfect for you and for your use the way that it is. And clear any energy from the seventh chakra on top of your head. And where you may have doubt or uncertainty in any way about a person, a place, a thing, let it go. Let go of the intellectualizing, the analyzing, rationalizing. You already are open and know and have access to all the wisdom and the awareness of the universe. So where you may say, well, I don't know. I don't know where that came from. I'm not sure. That's not the truth of it. You may not be fully in the awareness at that moment, but you certainly do know, and you know what you know. So whatever tells you that you are not knowing of something, where you are uncertain and in doubt about something, just let it go. Very good. And now you are inhaling and exhaling through every chakra. Releasing whatever is there. And whatever might be in your aura bubble is also leaving and going into the violet flame. Remember, the violet flame receives all of this energy. It gently even pulls the energy from your space and transmutes or purifies that energy, returning it to its original source. Now, the focus for this week is on the eighth dimension and you connection. This is the eighth dimension now out of nine. And for the linear brain, that means that the nine dimensions is like a vertical axis of consciousness. As I speak briefly about the eighth dimension, I want you to focus on the violet flame and continue to breathe deeply and release whatever sounds or sights, visions, feelings, and emotions, thoughts, beliefs, and physical sensations. Let them all go into the flame. Now, the eighth dimension is the realm of divine mind. It is light that manifests through the visible light spectrum in the third dimension. The eighth dimension is the organizational field of light itself. And the all-encompassing energetic realm of the eighth dimension is the reason we feel the love of divine source, the light, which is the love, as a constant energy source in our lives, daily, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. That is the light that allows us to feel the love of divine source as an ever-flowing, ever-present energy source in our lives. And just continue to breathe nice, easy breaths. As you inhale, feel the breath moving from your first chakra at the base of your spine all the way up to the top of your head. and exhale. And again, take a deep breath, and now see your breath as a column of light from your first chakra to the top of your head. From the first chakra to the top of your head, nice column of light. And with every breath that you take, see it as this column of light for that moment in time. Inhale and exhale. See the light inside of you and find the light within yourself. Inhale and exhale. The light that is you is now being illuminated from the column of the breath light. Keep breathing. And using your inner sight, begin to become aware of your column as a pearlescent golden light. Begin to become aware, actually, of you as a whole column of pearlescent light. In fact, once you tap into your light in this way, notice how your entire body is actually a brilliant, radiant light. You are not only filled with light, but you are the light. This light is your ethereal light body, your soul that holds the illumination of your true spirit self. So take your time as you not only see, but also experience this real part of you. Now place your tongue lightly on the roof of your mouth and breathe. Just breathing easily and effortlessly. Begin to see yourself as transparent, as pure light energy only. Stay perfectly still and relax as you continue to breathe nice and easy breaths, noticing you are able to observe yourself in your true, pure form. Now place your attention on the seventh chakra at the top of your head. This is the crown area. And allow your next breath to enter your body through the crown chakra. And then exhale it out as it moves down your spine to the first or root chakra at the base of your spine. So inhale in through the seventh chakra at the top of your head And exhale out down through the first chakra at the base of your spine. And you may have sensations around your crown or top of your head area, but just notice them as you continue to breathe easily and gently. Now, using your senses and with your eyes still closed, notice what is around you. Using all of your senses and with your eyes closed, notice what is around you. Do you see something or someone? Do you hear anything? And if you do, what is it telling you? What is it saying? Can you taste or smell anything? What is it? Honor your senses. Become aware of them. With your eyes still closed and you're breathing easily and gently, you are a body of light. But be aware that what you are experiencing in this moment is assisting you. What is taking place at this very present instant is for you to benefit from. Take your time as you make note of the messages or overall message being revealed to you through the various ways you sense and receive them. And keep breathing. It's time now to ask your higher self in the form of your light body, what is being taught to me in this present moment? This is what you are to ask. What is being taught to me in this present moment? What teaching is here for my soul today? Stay with the message or sensory image, sound, smell, or taste. Continuing to breathe. Deep, easy breaths. Allow yourself to be present in this moment as your light body, receiving the messages, the information, and however you do, the lesson, the teaching that is for your soul for today. You will know when the message or teaching is complete. It will simply end, or the message will be received in a very definitive way that indicates it has been delivered. Now put your attention back on your light body and the column of light moving through your spine. With each breath, allow yourself to inhale deeper and deeper from the base of your spine, where your first chakra is, to the top of your head. And open your awareness to what you have just received. Now, this is a great meditation which opens you up to the full, real essence that is you. It helps you understand and become fully aware of yet another aspect of how your creative energy and your true power helps manifest your goals. The body of light is closer to the real essence of your true self. It is your soul, your ethereal body, your light body, your astral body. And in this way, you are able to connect with what you are to know for the day that is part of your soul lesson. And again, will help you with your creative energy and your true power for manifesting goals. Now imagine around your entire body is a huge, great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun. And absorb all of this sun as much as you can. Just drink it in. Experience the love, the warmth, the joy, the peace that this sun brings you. Absorb all of it or as much as you can. And when you're ready, you may come back into the room and open your eyes. And I'd like to thank you for being part of the Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to learn more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and Center of Light Miracles, feel free to go to centeroflightmiracles.org, find out about our courses, our classes, our services, and the many gifts that we also offer you, all for purposes of helping you to connect with your real self for higher self-development and spiritual conscious awakening. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.